Hockey News, I'm Ben Thomas. Scorching heat is now blamed for at least 13 deaths in Texas and another in Louisiana, and the triple-digit temperatures are spreading eastward. Brian Jackson at the National Weather Service.
Stretching from North Texas across the Mid-South, around Memphis, down the Mississippi through New Orleans, all the way up to Nashville. There's 31 million people currently under an excessive heat warning.
Federal judges in Kentucky and Tennessee have blocked portions of bans on gender-affirming care for transgender youth, specifically accessing puberty blockers and hormone therapy. The rulings coming shortly before the statutes were to go into effect. The Federal Reserve says large U.S. banks would survive a severe recession. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The nation's 23 largest banks passed the Federal Reserve's stress test this year, a sign that the nation's banking system remains resilient despite the recent banking crisis that led to the failure of three other banks. The results did show some relative weakness among the mid-sized banks and super-regional banks, with some getting a passing grade with a smaller cushion than usual. In the latest test, the 23 largest banks would have collective losses and capital ratios comparable to previous years. Fed policymakers have hinted that they could make the tests harder in future tests due to the banking crisis earlier this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden is embracing the term Bidenomics, touting the economic growth while he's been in office.
That's Bidenomics in action. Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
On Wall Street, stocks drifted to a mixed close. Seth Sutel has the numbers.
The S&P 500 ended just barely lower, less than 0.1%. The index is still holding on to a gain for the week. The Dow fell 74 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%.
This is AP News. It's been a rough couple days at the nation's airports. FlightAware reports nearly 5,800 flights delayed today, 1,000 canceled. And Rita Foley reports July 4th holiday travel is expected to break records.
The AAA says it's never projected travel numbers like this. More than 50 million Americans will be going somewhere, most of them by car. But road and air travel are expected to shatter records for the July 4th holiday weekend. About 43 million of us will be on the road. Friday is expected to be the busiest day for drivers. Leave in the morning or after 6 in the evening to avoid the congestion. And you'll enjoy considerably lower gas prices than last July 4th, when gas was $4.80 a gallon. About 4 million of us will travel by air. That's an 11% increase over last year. And more than 3 million people are expected to travel by bus, train, or cruise. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.